Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, we are 2 days away from the NBA draft, round one. This is a two-night draft this year. Round one is Wednesday night.
Awesome.
Round two is Thursday night.
Just torture us with a second night.
Now, the good news is the first night doesn't go quite as late, which I used to hate because we do a podcast after it. It would start at midnight, whatever. Stop. I'm a baby. I'm a little baby. All right. I don't have to get up as early now, so I'm not quite as...
Come on, man. You're sleeping until, what, 7, I heard these days?
6:30.
Look at this guy.
Yeah,
you're letting your hair down, aren't you?
Crazy. But something I thought happened last night that I think... I don't think it changes how the Sixers themselves are looking at the draft, but it certainly changed how I think about next year. Not completely, but when you start thinking about it in the context. So the Thunder win the championship last night, but 7 minutes into the game, Tyrese Halliburton, unfortunately, tears his Achilles, which is a horrible look. Anytime you start hearing about a guy having calf tightness and calf issue, I always start to worry
about
that.
Shut it down.
Well, but then you're him, and you're in the seventh game of the NBA Finals, and when are you ever going to be there
and
again?
You don't play, and they call you soft.
Right. There's like no win.
Yep.
But now he's out next year. So the Eastern Conference, which was already not as good as the Western Conference, but Eastern Conference next year is going to be missing Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers, who just went to the finals. The Eastern Conference will be missing Jason Tatum on the Celtics, the team who won the championship last year. The Eastern Conference will be missing Dame Lillard on the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, the second best player on the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep.
Like, anyone who wanted to start to rebuild next year with the Philadelphia 76ers, like, you have to try to win the championship next year. You just have to. And you have to be thinking about that with your first-round pick. I know, optimally, you're just saying, well, I want to think about the future and this, that, and the other. It's like, you can always rebuild. And if there was a player at number three that I thought was transformative, that is a player that can, you know, steward your franchise into the next 15 years, and maybe he can help next year, well, then that's one thing. But that's not the case. Whoever they're taking at three, whether it's Ace Bailey or VJ Edgecombe or Trey Johnson, whoever it is, is not a player that you are super confident is going to be a superstar player in the NBA. The Sixers have an opportunity next year. And whether that means taking a player that you think might be able to help you next year, by the way, whether it means trading back a little bit to get a player who you think can help you next year, and then you get also a young player, the Sixers have to keep this in their mind, and they have to think about trying to win a championship next year. As unlikely as it seems, how likely did we think it was that the Indiana Pacers were going to be in the finals? Right. How likely did we think it was 2 years ago that the Dallas Mavericks would be in the finals when they didn't have a very good year? Like, I'm not impressed by the Cleveland Cavaliers.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the hierarchy of the Eastern Conference is completely obliterated. Just try to win a championship. Just keep going. If it fails, it fails, and you rebuild the next year. But I'm telling you, next year, anybody who wanted to take a project at three or not trade back or anything, like, just use it to try to win a title next year. In some way, use it to try to win a title next year.
All right, so listen. I saw this last night. I'm watching the game. It happens. And obviously you feel sorry for Tyrese Halliburton when that happens. You understand?
Absolutely.
We saw it. More and more they showed the replay. We all knew exactly what happened on that play. Even his reaction to it lets you know sort of what happened, and it just wasn't going to be some minor injury. So once you get past feeling bad for him in that moment, as a Sixer fan, you say to yourself, well, hold on.
Yeah.
That's another year-long injury. The Pacers can't be as good next year.
No, he's their best player.
Right, he's their best player.
Next to McConnell, obviously.
Yeah, right. Right. So, yeah, you got that going on. And then you think about the Bucks with Dame Lillard and then most notably Boston with Jason Tatum. So, here's...
Come on.
Here's where I'm at. Here's where I'm at, Spike.
Get on the side.
Here's where I'm at with it. I understand what you're saying, but I don't have a clear picture of what that looks like, meaning go for it next year.
It's just, you know,
I don't know what that picture looks like. I understand what you're saying. I'm with you, but what does that mean?
I think what, first of all, it means from our perspective of how we're looking at this team. I think everyone has already in their mind jumped to whatever the next era of this team is.
Including me. I've sort of put one foot in there, yes.
It's just, it's not worth it yet. It's not worth it yet. There's at least a... there's a better than a puncher's chance that Joel Embiid plays 50 games next year. This team wins 55 games.
Okay.
And they're going into the playoffs next year as like the second most likely team to win. I forgot about the Knicks, by the way.
The Knicks are there,
They're good, but they're not prohibitive. Like,
I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
And they just lost to the damn Pacers.
Right. Twice.
Yes.
Twice. And
they don't have a coach yet.
They don't have a coach. And it's fair to mention, the New York Knicks, the last 3 years have lost to a team in the playoffs that they are favored over.
Yeah.
Every single year.
Yeah.
They lost to Miami. They were favored over Miami. They were favored over the Sixers. They were favored over the Pacers twice. That's 4 years, four straight years they've lost to a team. So so first thing for us, I think we look, I'm not going to paint this as a rosier picture than it actually is.
Right.
I understand the hurdles, but the truth is that like, a lot of NBA teams have gotten there when teams have not expected them to get there recently.
Sure.
And everyone who is saying all of a sudden that every time a team wins an NBA championship, we go, well, there's a dynasty. We said it with Boston. Didn't happen. We said it with Denver. Didn't happen. So anytime people are looking at Oklahoma City and say, well, there's a dynasty, like, let me see a dynasty first before I start calling out a dynasty.
There hasn't been one yet since Golden State, actually.
I know last year was bad. So then when I'm talking about the team and I'm looking at that pick, I'm just saying that what you are doing with that pick matters for next year. It just matters. And we had a guy who does a Warriors podcast on the podcast this weekend. And they tried to do this too. Remember, they had won championships before.
But they had the number two pick that 1 year.
They got Wiseman.
They
were 15-50. Yep. 15-50. And by the way, they didn't even make the playoffs the next year either.
Yep.
And they drafted Wiseman, and they drafted Kuminga, and they drafted Moody. And they drafted upside guys, upside guys, upside guys. And what happened was those guys couldn't even stay on the floor. Every time that they were playing for the Warriors, that team was worse. And he said, if I went back, I would want them to draft a player who had a better chance of contributing at that moment. Because you don't get this moment back. Like, you just don't get this moment back. So I guess what I'm saying is, if you're sitting there at three, whoever you're picking is a project to some level.
Yeah.
But don't, I would say, don't be scared of trading back to get yourself a player who can fill out next year's rotation and then take a young player at six or seven or five or wherever it is. Yeah. Don't be scared of trading back if you can get yourself another player. And when you're picking this player, understand that if Ace Bailey wants to go somewhere and be a superstar, it probably ain't happening here next year. So take a player who you think you can put on the court for 14 minutes during an Eastern Conference championship game next year and can contribute. It matters.
So you're
saying, not going to have this moment back.
So you're saying don't be closed-minded to the idea of trading a third pick for a player and that later draft pick, but a player that could actually help you now.
Can fill out that rotation.
Okay. Like okay. That sounds better than don't take a player because you don't think he's a part of what you got going on in the future.
What? Yeah. I just think it's like...
That's where I would get worried at. Like,
there's not a transformative player at the
right. So you don't have that.
There just isn't. So if I have an evaluation of two players at three, and one of them can help me next year, they're equal, you know. But one of them can help me next year, and one of them can't. I'm going to take the guy that can help me next year.
Right.
I just am. If there is a clear cut, hey, this guy is going to be a superstar, but it's going to take a few years. Okay, but that guy doesn't
exist.
So here's
my pushback on that. Yeah. So here's my pushback on that. That's also putting a lot of faith into Embiid and Paul George. Because the only way it really works.
100%.
The idea of a title contender only works if they are there.
100%.
So you're putting faith in those guys. Forget about the regular season. You and I are both on board, 45, 50 games. I'm good with that. I got no problem. As long as you're giving me a playoff run.
Sure.
As long as you're giving me a playoff run. So now we're putting faith in those guys to be available in April and May.
And June.
And June. I'm more leaning towards where you are because I'm already leaning towards we can't do anything with Embiid and George right now anyway. They're going to be here next year. The organization is operating as if they're going to be here next year. I get that. I just don't. Well, I wish I could sink my teeth into one of these players say that's my guy.
Right.
And rant and rave about him, and that's the guy we got to take. And I just don't have that guy.
We got the third pick in a two-player draft.
Yeah.
And that's really what happened.
Yeah. I just don't. It's almost like when do we take
Evan Turner?
That would have been a good pick. That would have been a good pick.
Yeah.
No, Nerlens.
Oh, Nerlens was pick six.
I almost felt like we were stuck in no man's land with who could we get there?
Well, but also at that point, now Nerlens had dropped. Remember, he was going to be number one.
He was supposed to be up there, yeah.
He was going to be number one. But that was when they were rebuilt. That's when they traded
Drew.
That's
when it first started,
yes. That's when it started.
Yes.
So VJ Edgecombe, there was a report on him today in the newest ESPN mock draft. While sources say Edgecombe appeared nervous during his private workout in Philadelphia and did not shoot the ball particularly well in an unnatural one-on-one setting, he made strong impressions in interviews and meetings, something the front office values more highly. Now, I can say this.
The front office, hold on.
What?
They value interviews over shot making?
The Sixers put this out. Yeah, they value the interview process more than they actually do the guy out there shooting the ball on the court.
Well, I can say this. So
got a bunch of nice guys around here.
Well, Maxey, they valued that in Maxey. It worked.
Sure.
Jared McCain, they valued it in Jared McCain.
It's not the number three pick, though.
Well, Morey doesn't usually pick this high. Right. He's never picked this high before.
I'm saying you can get away with valuing leadership and great interviews at 19 and 20.
All I know is I'm watching those two teams, you know, in that seven-game series.
Yeah.
And it was guys who all busted their ass. And I
agree.
Do you know what I mean?
I agree. But do we really want that type of team? Are we going to sit around and watch that team develop? I completely agree with you.
Well, I already have.
I wonder if we're patient enough to do that.
All I know is, like, I want guys who look, I'm already worried about whether Embiid and Paul George are this.
Yeah.
Every other guy, I want on that court to be a guy who busts his ass, has an unrelenting motor, and wants to be out there.
But do we have the patience? I agree, and I feel like we say that we want those things, but when a player isn't putting the ball in the basket at clutch time, we don't care about those things.
Well, I also want him to be awesome.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, like, we're not allowing – in Indiana, they can let those guys develop. In Oklahoma City, they can let those guys develop. In Philadelphia, we don't – are we going to be patient and sit around and watch a Nimhard and then Neesmith developing the players?
Atherin.
Yeah, basically. Nah. We're not sitting around. We want to get these guys out of here after a year or two.
Can we get TJ back?
We're not
talking about leaving it all on the line.
Yeah.
A lot of tears in TJ last night. Yeah. He left it all out there.
He did.
TJ played a very good series, man. Very good.
It was funny. In the third quarter, I got a text from my friend. He was like, they got to get TJ out of there. And then TJ scored 12 straight points, I think, in the third quarter. He was the only guy that scored for like 6 minutes for Indiana.
No, TJ, we do need TJ. We need a TJ. Do we have a TJ?
Dude, we get TJ back and Reese back in the same year?
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're not getting TJ back. I can promise you we're not getting TJ back.
What are we going to do with Reese?
Well, I don't know if you've heard, but Bryce has a wrist injury. So he's going to play first. But the Brewers are winning too many games.
215-592-9494. Paul in Northeast Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What up, Paul?
What's up, Paul?
I can't believe I'm agreeing with you, but I'm agreeing with you.
About the Phils?
I think the Phils are a lot better team this year than they were last year.
Oh, well, then you're agreeing with me.
I think they have an abundance of pitchers.
Oh, okay.
I really do. I think they have a lot of pitchers.
Yeah.
And I actually think I would give up one of my young pitchers for a stud closer.
Yeah, Mig Abel.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's get him out of here before he starts too many more games.
Nope, he's developing.
How many more home runs can he give up?
Yes, he's 23.
Before he gets shelled in too many games.
Exactly.
For closer.
Yeah, this town.
We can't. You know, they were saying on the broadcast, it's always funny to hear national broadcast people talk about us.
Yeah.
And they were talking about Dombrowski. And they're like, he's not a prospect hugger. I was like, oh, the hell he's not.
Well, that was his reputation, right?
Yeah.
It was 100% his reputation.
Well, but it's here. It's like, we don't trade for anybody at the deadline.
We're slow builders.
Wow.
Yo, Mike, do me a favor.
Yo.
If we give the third pick up for the fifth pick and get rid of that guy we picked up last year, Is that a
who
is
did
that
we pick up last?
Are you talking about Paul George?
That bum Paul George?
They're not giving. It's not happening.
Would you just let him cook?
It's not happening.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's happening.
All these teams got guys who blow out their Achilles. Somebody wants to take them, right?
Oh, send Paul George back to Indy? The savior comes home?
Well, there's no way. That there's no like money way.
Oh, you can do the stupid money salary matching thing.
We'll take TJ and
okay.
Yeah, what else can we
take? Where are you making the rest of the $42 million dollars out
for? Is Obi Toppin making any money?
On that team?
$8 million.
Damn. All right, hold on. We'll piece it together.
Yeah.
With Mars Miles Turner.
Rick Carlisle isn't a Paul George guy, man. Doesn't seem like it.
No, I wonder, did he coach him last time he was when did Rick Carlisle coach in Indiana the first time? Because this is the second time Rick Carlisle coached the Pacers. Yeah, I believe so.
Did he take over for Larry Bird?
He was
definitely. Yeah. Because he was in Dallas.
But before that, he was in Indiana. He was in Indiana, I don't know, 15 years ago.
I didn't remember that, yeah. Okay.
Paul, next question. Right. What's the worst?
Well, before I say my worst, real fast.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I forgot what I was going to say. I was actually going to trade Ranger Suarez for a closer also.
Ah, brilliant.
That sounded good a month ago. Not now.
Hey, what I don't like is I live in Philly, and every 30 feet now on the road, there's speed bumps. Every road I go
Gotta slow down, man.
Yeah, it's because of the lunatics like you, Paul. And Ike.
Hey, why don't you slow down in the city?
They're wrecking my suspension.
Yeah.
Yeah, the speed bumps in the middle of the street. Yeah.
I would think the potholes are the bigger issue.
Oh, my God. The potholes are the Commodore Barry Bridge.
You do have a new war on the Commodore Barry Bridge, which I do appreciate.
Yes, I've become a one-issue voter in the New Jersey governor election. It is whoever is fixing the Commodore Barry Bridge.
Now, is a Commodore Barry Bridge PA's problem or New Jersey's problem?
I would see. Here's my theory on that.
I don't know.
Is that neither PA New Jersey knows.
Who
knows? They're like. It's sort of like when there's a dish in the sink, and you think it's like your wife's, and she thinks it's yours. So the dish just sits in the sink for the next 5 days. I feel like the Commodore Barry Bridge is like neither PA nor New Jersey knows whose problem it is. So they just
who owns the bridges?
The Port Authority, I imagine. The Delaware.
Who owns the Port Authority?
Owns it. It's not.
Is that a government entity?
Yes.
All
right.
Yes.
215.
I drive over the wall. It is paved like a normal bridge. I drive over the bend. It is paved like a normal bridge. Yep. I even drive over the Betsy Ross Bridge. It is paved like the normal bridge. The Commodore Barry Bridge is the biggest disaster I have ever driven over in my entire life. Look, if I look to the sides, I think it's going to fall down. That's one thing. That's enough. But at least make it a smooth drive over it. So if it eventually falls over, that I won't be frustrated while I'm doing it. There are potholes before the Commodore Barry Bridge. There are potholes after the Commodore Barry Bridge. And there are potholes on the Commodore Barry Bridge.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, whoever is running for governor of New Jersey, who commits to fixing that bridge. It can't take that long to repave a friggin' bridge. They just repaved my neighborhood in 3 days, Ike.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, who's going to do it? Somebody's
going
to do it.
I do know who's running for governor. I do.
Yes.
I think I do.
What?
Cittadini?
Cittarelli, you're talking
about? That's close.
There's no way.
That was close. Spike might have hit it.
It's Jack Cittarelli is one of them.
Yes, yeah. That's the Republican side.
Yeah.
And Mikey, I forget her name.
Running in Jersey?
I don't know.
Her name is Mikey.
I don't know her name.
Yeah, but at least we are somewhat up to date on what the
issue is. Yeah, you nailed that. Yeah.
I'm just saying,
that was crisp.
One issue voter. One issue.
But what if it's not even New Jersey's problem?
Could it be a Delaware?
It could be a PA problem. I got Josh Shapiro talking about Ace Bailey today.
Well, how about this?
Fix the Commodore Barry Bridge.
Yeah, how about Josh? How about stop calling WIP? Stop worrying about Ace Bailey.
We get it. 2 years ago, you fixed the bridge collapse.
Oh, you like sports. Yeah. Congratulations. I'm so thrilled that you like sports. It's great. You're one of us. I'm driving over the bridge, and it is a disaster. Fix it. It's both sides. It's the street on the PA side.
The fact that he wants Ace Bailey does not help his.
No, he does not want Ace Bailey.
I don't care who you want in the draft. This is like Maury. God bless him. Daryl Morey has a musical that is in Philadelphia.
Oh, you got to be kidding me! Instead of winning a title, we got
the draft.
This guy's a disaster.
Yeah. Shapiro, Bridge. Maury, draft.
Tornado
Everybody's
Shapiro.
Everybody's got to know their jobs. I'm not out here doing musicals or fixing the bridge. My job is this, and I'm singularly focused on it. Fix the bridge.
Well, hold on. Where's Shapiro
like
going? Does he want ace or not?
He does not want ace.
Does he want ace? Yeah.
He was kind of cooking on that. So
yeah, it made a lot of sense.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
You're going to be standing outside the Commerce Bear saying, fix the bridge.
Fix the bridge. Oh, and here's the last thing.
There we go.
I'll
get one more.
Well, no, because I'm speaking to people who know what I know there are people out here. How is it that every time I drive over the bridge, there is a construction crew that puts it down to one lane and the bridge looks exactly the same every time? What are they doing? And this isn't an insult to them because they're probably fixing something I don't understand.
Sure.
I'm just saying, 1 or 2 days, could you just repave it? 1 or 2 days. It just can't take that long. It can't.
That's probably the last thing they do once they're done, like fixing the infrastructure of the bridge.
Fix all that now, and then tomorrow, pave it.
It's too hot to pave. I got to be honest. It's way too hot out there.
Do it at night. Do it at night. Do it at night. I remember.
They do work at night. They do work at night.
I actually want to see you. I like what you do here, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You're fine.
You want to see me run for office?
I want to see you like manage other businesses. You know what I mean? Like I want to see you manage a construction company.
Oh,
or like
yeah, they'd
manage,
love it, I'm sure.
Yeah, they'd be thrilled.
Sure, they'd love it. Well, Howard Stern ran for governor at one point, and he only had like 3 different things that he was running on. One of them was that all construction has to happen at night.
Because
like, it was getting in his way in the morning,
well,
getting to the radio.
Howard ran for mayor here.
Howard Eskin. Well, he didn't actually run for mayor because he doesn't live here. He convinced everyone.
Yeah, he didn't realize that you had to live here, actually.
Yeah, just because you have a t-shirt that says Howard for mayor doesn't mean that you're actually running for mayor. All right. That guy, that did not go the place where I thought it was going to go. But the Commodore Barry, like, look, I'm going over it.
There
because,
we go.
Well, it goes right into Delco. Yeah. Like, that's the bridge I go over when I go to visit my relatives and friends and family in Delco. And I need it in better condition.
Guy's been living South Jersey for 2 months.
2 months.
I've been living there for 18 years, having complained one time about the Commodore Barry bridge.
Well, then what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, but he's there to complain. He complains about everything. I mean, it just wakes up to complain every day.
South Jersey didn't know Spike had moved in. Yeah, now they know.
Yeah, wake up.
Have you turned into a Jersey driver yet?
I'm a good driver. Okay, I'm a good driver. Yeah. Well, look.
Ike.
I move into my neighborhood. A month later, they repaved the street. I don't know. Is it a coincidence or isn't it a coincidence?
I want to see the people on Commodore Barry after the show. I bet they'll be there.
Yeah.
They'll be there.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Joining us next, I know it's Monday. And we don't normally do Flyers and 50 on Mondays, but there was a Flyers trade. So we have an emergency Flyers and 50 with Broads. 215-592-9494. Are you forgetting about the Phillies' past failures? Do you want the Sixers to win the championship? Are you pissed off about the Commodore Barry Bridge? Whatever it is. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, are you ready to puck it up?
I am.
Are you ready to puck it
when
up?
When I hear the song,
yeah?
Flyers is the first thing I think of.
Well, the first thing I think of when I think of the Flyers, besides this show, is Broads.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Hey, Broads, you ready to puck it up, buddy?
Danny! Danny! Danny!
It's unbelievable.
Danny! Let's go, Flyers! Let's go, Flyers!
That's a stick, by the way.
Let's go, Flyers! All right.
Hit the thing before so we get this update real quick.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
Trevor Zegras, baby! Danny's on the prowl! I didn't even know we could have a GM that knew how to be savvy. Are you kidding me? 24 years old, former 9th overall pick. Sure, some injuries. Okay, sure, he's a bit banged up. But when healthy, he's one of the nastiest forwards out there. Silky mittens, able to dangle. Now, if John Tortorella was here, he would want nothing to do with this kid because he's too skilled. But maybe Rick Tocchet can get something out of him where he plays center, plays next to Matt Vane meets golf, and now the two of them dynamic 5-on-5, scoring when it's even strength, man advantage. That need needs help big time. So you got a 24-year-old who played college punk in BU ready to go in the orange and black, baby. Let's go, Flyers!
Okay, all right, bro.
All right, let's...
Lunatic. So the they traded a draft pick for him? What's this guy's name again?
His name is Trevor Zegras. Don't give me one of those BS Russian fake names.
All right.
He's an American-born kid, played for Team USA, NCAA product here at Hockey East.
Okay, all right. And he was the ninth pick in 2019. Has he had, you mentioned he's been hurt, you know, he's had some injury issues. Has he had like a season that is his signature season? Has he had good seasons before?
He's had decent seasons where he had about 64 points. Anything over 20 goals, 20 is like a threshold that people like to get to. He's had a couple of years where he had 23, 24 in that range. But all jokes aside here, playing next to Michkov, we have a superstar where if you plug him next to Michkov, Michkov is going to elevate him and probably potentially get him to 30 goals if he can stay at center. If he gets kicked out the wing, it's a different story.
Okay, so this, you approve of this deal. Now, what pick did we give up for this guy?
So we gave up Ryan Poehling, who's a bottom six guy. You move these type of pieces whenever you can. A second round pick, but this is why you stack all those assets with the seven picks in the first two rounds. So you move on from one of them. And a fourth rounder in 2026. This is one of those low risk, high reward, savvy type moves. All the people around the NHL, when you look at the grades, you know, they give Anaheim like a C minus, and they give the Flyers A for the upside of what Zegras could be, because in the NHL world, this kid pops. Like, you tune in to Flyers hockey for Matvei Michkov and now for Trevor Zegras as well. He moves the needle that much.
Dude, it is wild over the years to see Flyers people become the process people. You guys are the...
They hated the process.
Yeah, and now you're, that's why you stack second round picks, upside, guy that's hurt, yada, yada, yada. All right, well, I'm glad that we should be excited. So this is a get better next year type of move from the Flyers, right?
Hell yeah. And he's got 1 year left on his deal until he's an RFA. So kind of a prove it year for him to get paid some big bucks. I think that's probably a kick in the rear end too. Listen, Sam Bennett, who's winning back-to-back cups in Florida, he was drafted fourth by Calgary and they had to ship him out because he just wasn't living up to the standard. You get into Philadelphia, you play with Matty, and you know what I'm saying? You start winning Stanley Cups. We start winning cups.
Winning cups.
How do we make the playoffs?
Yeah, why don't we make the playoffs? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Walk before we crawl before we run.
I got a question before you hang up on me.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way that this takes over Wednesday because I got a draft special lined up for you guys on Wednesday.
Wait a minute. There's no way that what takes over Wednesday?
This show. Like, this isn't now my weekly edition. Like, I still come on Wednesday at 3:30, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You'll still be on Wednesday.
This is an emergency.
We need more bros, not less bros. More bros.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It was, there was a little bit of fear that this was my one shot this week, but it's draft week, and I've been putting time and effort and research into my YouTube big board that's going to be plastered right here to my left for you to see on Wednesday.
Oh, for the Sixers or for the Flyers?
No!
Well, I don't know.
All right, okay.
Dude, you're out
of your
mind.
Got it. He reminds me of John Belushi.
Belushi Brothers?
Is that what it is in Blues Brother or Animal House?
Well, there's a little of both, maybe.
Well, Animal House.
Yeah. Right.
That's who it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. There's a little Animal House.
Yeah, it
kind of
gives me a little,
Now, that reference might be a little too old for.
And that's actually a compliment, bros. Yeah. That's a good thing. Yes.
All I want to know is, did you get the information you were looking for?
Yes.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
100%.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Well, overload of information.
Too much information.
It's a good trade, baby.
All right.
Danny Briere's better than Maury. Danny Briere.
Oh, here he goes.
Go work on your play. My guy's at the hockey rink watching tape. He's watching film. Maury's like, hey, can you see
what's amazing? You know what's amazing?
Here we go.
Yeah, well, you know what's amazing? Is that I heard a little, I was going to let this go, but I'm not going to let it go now.
Nope.
I heard.
First the Commodore Barry Burridge, now this.
Well, no. This guy, we had him on the show when the Flyers hired,
Tockett.
And he was just crapping all over it. And now.
Oh, that's true. And I'm now
Tockett's going to figure out how to bring the best out of this guy. Is like these guys, the Flyers guys, are so wormed up in, and they don't even need to call you. You guys want to believe so badly. What happened to all this? You know, we got a retread and yada, 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 and he doesn't make the playoffs. What happened to all that?
Well, there is a known issue between Torts and Zegras, and they didn't like each other. So it was less about Tockett, and I was just getting excited in the moment, damn it. Okay.
Right.
It's more about this wouldn't have happened if Torts was here.
Okay.
And now you get a young, skilled 24-year-old, and Torts is out the door. You know, hey, now we can bring in guys like this without worrying about the stupid head coach.
Okay.
Let's go, Flyers!
Oh, caught him. So the Puck It Up draft party is Friday at Chickies and Pete's in Glassboro. Starts at 7 p.m., yes?
Yes.
That is correct, dude. I have the goosebumps, baby!
Oh, my gosh. I'm not even going to ask him any more questions.
Come on,
Spike, what do you got?
Well, no, do you have anything planned for this draft
party? No, just going to be yelling, let's go, Flyers! Yeah. For 4 hours.
Could you imagine just 20,000 of us and it's all in unison?
20,000? How about 20?
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's a big draft party. This is changing the franchise of the Flyers. This place is going to be packed.
Well, aim high. Aim high.
You can't even fit 20,000.
Yeah, at Chickies. 20,000 people at Chickies in Glassboro. Yeah, they might actually be upset.
2,000 people might be an issue if you got 2,000 over there.
20,000.
Don't disrespect the fan base, baby. Right. Don't disrespect the fan base.
When are you, Broads? When are you going to be on the air again here on WIP?
Like, Thursday. Well, Wednesday.
Oh. Yeah. But a show. I mean.
Okay, Thursday following you guys.
Okay.
Oh, wow, you're barely working this week.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Yeah. Dude, you talk to Rod.
That was your biggest adversary.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Rod, you do a great job.
All right. Pot down. Puck It Up draft party with Broads is Friday at Chickies and Pete's in Glassboro.
Dude, I can't get enough of Bro.
Yeah, right dude, it's so good.
You, yeah.
Just the whole draft party, I just envision everyone just standing there like an idiot saying, let's go, like for 4 hours.
Do you think he's going to wear his hockey equipment to the draft party?
Oh, he has to. There's no doubt. No doubt he's wearing his gear.
I just hope people show up. Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, people show up. Oh, it's South Jersey for a Flyers event?
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be a big draft for him, right?
Yeah.
Someone's getting a good
sixth
player.
Pick. Yeah, come on. They'll show up.
Come on, Spike. Come on, Fritz.
Yeah, come on, Fritz.
Well, I get nervous for people, you know. Like, he's putting himself out there.
Nah.
And I hope that they follow through.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it'll be good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I know it'll be good.
Here's what Spike knows this as former PD. He pays attention to this type of stuff. Fritz, there's a Flyers fan base out there that's starving for this.
I agree. They want a leader.
They want a leader.
They need a leader, bro.
And that's who they're getting?
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's go Flyers!
I wish I still had my smelly hockey equipment from high school because I'd wear
hockey equipment stinks.
The smelliest... The hockey equipment is disgusting. I used to have to keep it in the garage because it smelled so bad. Because you were a goalie, right? No.
Oh,
I was fat, but not a goalie. I was.
Well, usually they go hand in hand.
I wasn't implying that, but no. I thought kind of. Yeah.
No. I barely skate. Which you know, no. I was not a goalie.
Okay.
I was a whatever. I was a forward because I couldn't skate backwards, so I couldn't be a defenseman. So I was a.
Yeah, you got to be able to skate backwards.
Yeah.
Dude, let me tell you, there's a couple things in life that I wish I'd picked up sooner. It's too late for me now.
Ice skating?
Ice skating is one of them.
It's not, yeah.
No, it's too late because I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out.
And it hurts to fall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't need that in my life.
Yeah, the equipment not only would smell at home, but when you would walk into the locker room of the team
where everyone
would have their equipment, I mean, it would kill somebody.
That's a real locker room right there. Yeah. That's a real locker room.
And they said Spike never played the game.
And they said Spike never played the
stinky,
game.
Stinky, damp.
That's a real locker room. That and singing. Now, it's not too late for singing.
No, you could sing.
But it's too late for me to do anything with it. Other than be a karaoke
Well, you could be a karaoke star.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you're nailing 5:30 Creed.
You are.
See, that's really what got me to thinking I should have taken up more choir practice when I was younger, man.
Yeah, see, I think you need to listen to
more and play an instrument. I wish I could play an instrument.
Yeah, but that's
way
hard.
Too hard.
Yeah, that's
can't play
hard.
Any instruments, man.
215-592-9494. Get your call right after I tell you about the instrument you used to get from your home to get anywhere else, and that's your car. If you need a brand new Hyundai, an upgraded instrument, Colonial Hyundai is not only going to have the car for you because they've got, you know, a couple hundred brand new Hyundais on the lot, whatever you want, whether it's a Palisade or an Ioniq 6 or Elantra, whatever it is, but they are going to make the experience excellent. Faster, easier, better is what the Karzar John Ashdale and the staff at Colonial pride themselves on. It's why they built that brand new dealership that you're going to go to. And right now they're going to make it easy. Save up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, only for a limited time, only at Colonial. That's like 10 grand. And you're going to get $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. You could push it up to Colonial. You're going to get $6,500. And every single brand new Hyundai at Colonial comes with 3 years of complimentary maintenance. That's not nothing. And America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. 24/7, you can go to ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai is always the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Tax and tax additional. Offers can't be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025. 215-592-9494. Kyle in Bucks County. You're on WIP. What's up, Kyle?
Yo.
What up, Kyle?
I like what you guys have been doing lately on the show. The Jalen Hurts talk and the Phillies talk.
Yes, sir.
It was pretty good.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say, I don't know how you guys are so confident in this team without a bullpen.
They have to do it at the deadline. I mean, they're not.
I agree. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like Nick Gable's got to be a guy you got to trade for a bullpen, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. They have to. That I feel like they have, over the last two deadlines, tried to do two things at once. They're trying to worry about the future, and they're trying to win a World Series right now. But they're sort of at the point with this team, with the, look, Schwarber's a free agent, Ranger is a free agent, Realmuto's a free agent, and also they're all getting older, that at a certain point, you just have to be willing to say that we have assembled a team that had the best record in the National League for a large portion of last year. They are within a half game of the best record in the National League this year. Like, you just have to operate as if you have a real opportunity this year, and it's becoming clearer and clearer that bullpen is where you go. Now, here's the thing, Kyle. You say they're missing bullpen, and that's true, but when you look at any team in the National League, everybody's missing something. So the question is, are you going to be a team that addresses your issue at the deadline in a real, meaningful way, or are you just going to cross your fingers? And I don't think this is a year where they can just cross their fingers. I think they have to be willing to go get somebody.
I agree. Money doesn't make sense in this free agency to be able to re-sign Schwarber, re-sign Ranger, and somehow go and get bullpen and fix this outfield, because our outfield, unfortunately, is mediocre, too.
Yeah, I think we all want a bat and we all want bullpen. The bullpen is getting to a place where I was sort of 50-50 on both, on which I would rather, like, I think they need both. I'm getting to a place where the bullpen is so iffy, or feels so iffy, that is the priority to me if it's one or the other. I think they need to do both, but if they don't do something about the bullpen, I can see it. Like, you could, just like you could see it with Estevez last year, and you could, and now the bullpen was really good last year, but now you're looking at the playoffs and you're thinking, this is a team that has an excellent starting rotation, has a good lineup. Do you really want the reason that you lose in the playoffs in a 3-2 game be because you have to put Tanner Banks in a high leverage situation, or you know what I mean? Like, put, yeah, or Joe Ross in a high leverage situation. I'll live with Kirkering. I'll live with Romano, but they need one other guy that you can trust in a high leverage
situation. That game got out of hand Saturday was strictly because of the bullpen.
Well, yeah, I mean, Abel didn't do him any favors, right, but you knew that once
was
done.
That was still a 5-4 game,
yes,
though.
Yeah, you knew that once Abel was coming out in the after three, or
yeah, after three,
three or four,
after,
yeah,
after three, yeah, like you just, yeah, start doing, you just start doing the math.
Yeah.
Like, how are you getting
way
from the fourth
innings,
inning,
yeah,
to the ninth inning with, yep, those guys? Kyle, next question. Give us something that that's the worst.
Got to be injuries in sports. Go to plenty Sixers games, go to plenty Phillies games, dude. I've seen Harper play one game, and I've seen Embiid play one game, and Embiid ran into Markelle Fultz. So
his face. You saw the broken face game.
Yeah.
Yeah. New York Knicks.
Yeah. Injuries, thank you for the call.
Injuries do suck.
They do. They're terrible.
But they are part of
sports.
Sports, yeah.
It does. There was a lot of conversation last night. It got even louder, because there's been conversation, I think, all playoffs in the NBA about, there's just seems to be a lot of soft tissue injuries in the,
yeah,
NBA. The Achilles stuff is happening, yeah, more, the groin stuff. Now, Curry's 36. I'm not going to be so worried about,
right,
Steph Curry.
He's older, yeah.
But Jason Tatum's 26.
I agree.
You know, Tyrese Halliburton's 24.
Yeah.
Now, Lillard's another one. They are, it's just like the guys are moving more than they've ever moved in this game. And the both offensively and defensively, especially offensively, for guys like Tatum or Halliburton, who are the primary like shot initiators for the, and these guys are moving around on defense more than they ever have.
Yeah,
they're going to have to figure something out, and I don't think it's a rest thing, and I don't think it's a games thing. One of the things that has been brought up, and Morey brought this up on our podcast, but has been brought up before in changing the game a little bit, is a, if you eliminate the corner three, if you have the three-point line end before the corner, you can change how the game is played. Like, there's a lot less, you know, trying to get a matchup so you can get a guy open in the corner.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's something they try in the G League at some point.
Yeah. Basketball, man. So it's so I just wonder with these guys. Basketball and baseball is a sport I wonder more with. How do we have lesser athletic guys 30 years ago play 82 games a year. Like, it was the standard.
Right.
Right? Guys in baseball, they're playing 140, 145 games a year. Now, pitchers, everybody was standard. You went seven innings, right?
He's pitched 300 innings.
Yes.
Yeah. That feels ridiculous.
And all of a sudden, the athletes are supposed to be bigger, better, stronger, more athletic, all this other stuff. They certainly have the advantage of nutrition and sports science and private planes. Guys are riding. You kidding me? The way they traveled in the 70s and the 80s? And smoking cigarettes and doing everything they did, and somehow they played longer during the regular seasons than these guys can get through a season. For some reason, I think it's mental. I think these guys are conditioned to take it easy, don't push them too hard. All these sports science theories that they've come up with while rest is more important, and I think the athlete is just softer. I just do. Now, that doesn't
that's
explain
not Achilles.
Why, yeah, that, yeah, that's Achilles injury. What I'm saying, what leads up to that stuff, though, is the lack of playing during the regular season. So your body isn't conditioned necessarily to play this long because you've taken half the season off.
Yeah,
you've taken half the season off. They don't play that hard.
Well, I saw a chart last night that showed, like, the distance an NBA player is running today compared to 25 years ago, it's literally double in a game.
I understand
and
that.
And I think there's...
I understand that.
I think it's a little of both. I think it's a little of the sports science stuff, like the rest. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it works as well as they think it does. I don't think... And I think the other thing is, I think there's just like a limit. You can be in the best condition possible. I think there's just a limit with the human body, and I think with pitchers, I think some of it is. Jack's talked about this a lot about the spin that they're all like. I think my guess is pitchers are torquing their arm more now than they were 30 years ago, which is actually harder on their arm, which is causing all this Tommy John stuff. And it, like the running and the pace and space and the switching and all that stuff in basketball might just be putting more stress on their bodies than
but shouldn't their bodies be able to handle it? They're better athletes.
Yeah, but I think we may have hit a point where their bodies can't handle it. I agree.
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying. I don't know if there's an exact answer to what's going on. I look at these athletes today, and this is the old man on the porch thing with me. You're being paid five times as much as athletes got paid 30 years ago. Your amenities are 10 times better than the athletes had 30 years ago. Like everything is better for these guys now. They play less, but somehow they're getting injured more.
Yeah.
like that's what doesn't make sense to me. And I would say this in baseball. The pitching aspect of it, well, maybe we should put less emphasis on throwing that hard.
Yes, and spinning the ball as much as they're spinning it, because you're just going to lose your players
more.
215-592-9494. Twitter question brought to you by...
Toughen up out there.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is going to the movies by yourself cool? This obviously a reference into me going to see 28 Years Later by myself on Sunday.
Well, after you saw it on Friday.
After I saw it on Friday. 75.1% say it's cool. So eat it, Fritz.
I'm surprised because I didn't know. I guess a lot of more people still go to movies.
So I'm
sitting here thinking, people may not go to the movies as much, but I know as we were coming up and even being in our young adult age, like going to the movies was a thing and going by yourself was no big thing.
Yeah, I love
it. Yeah, it was just no big thing. So I'm actually surprised that it's as high as it is, though.
Yes.
But going to the movies, are you kidding me? Sometimes going to the movie by yourself is the best way to go.
Dude, I loved it. I was sitting there with a snack, a big old soda.
You going to see the same movie 2 days later.
Can I
Maybe
tell you
that's
something?
A Twitter poll.
That's different.
Can I tell you something? Val is going away next weekend.
Yeah. See, he's Paige. Going to see it again.
I'm going to go see it again. I'm going to go see a movie on Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon.
No, but you just
I'm going to go see the Brad Pitt Formula One movie, and I'm going to go see 28 Years
You only go to movies to look at people on their phones.
No.
And then get mad about it.
That's not true. That's not true. 215-592-9494. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.